Earlier today, President Trump invoked the Defense Production Act to mobilize production of coronavirus testing kits and personal protective equipment on a wartime level. Massachusetts U.S. Senator Ed Markey called on Trump to use the act, crafted in 1950 during the Korean War, March 15th. The Democrat spoke with WAMC about what the act entails and the shortages Massachusetts faces during the pandemic.
I talked to Vice President Pence last night, and I told him it would be a great idea if he invoked the Defense Production Act, because that authorizes the president to facilitate and support increased private production of personal protective equipment for doctors and nurses and first responders, for rapid production of devices like ventilators and diagnostic testing supplies. And in the absence of any such executive action, we need to ensure that the private sector companies retool their capabilities and produce these desperately needed supplies, and to do so quickly. So if the president has now invoked that authority, he can now talk to the private sector and promise them that they will get cost plus for the production of all these vital protective equipment that is necessary in order to have the tools that we need to fight the COVID-19 epidemic hitting our country.
In some other countries that are responding to the coronavirus, there's been steps taken to nationalize some industries to facilitate a quicker response to this kind of pressing concern. Do you see any situation where that might be the right call of action for America?
I think our first call should be to incentivize these companies to move over their production lines so that it does in fact deal with the crisis that we have in terms of the equipment that needs to be produced. And again, we can promise that they won't be out a nickel, that they'll be completely covered, but that we need them to use their production lines now in order to produce the equipment we need. We did that with Chrysler during World War II. We just said, stop making automobiles, stop making tanks. We need tanks to defeat the Germans. And that's something that happened on a massive scale. We need to do the same thing here in terms of enlisting our private sector to do this job for us.
Here in Massachusetts, supplies have been scarce for the coronavirus response. Can you talk to me a little bit about the kind of shortages people are experiencing in Western Massachusetts?
Well, again, I got a call last week from the Berkshire Hospital saying that they didn't have the gowns, the gloves, the masks, the eye protection, which they needed. And so I work with the governor's office and work with the federal government in order to supply more equipment for Berkshire Hospital. They use 3,500 masks a day at Berkshire Hospital. So you can only imagine what the scale is across our whole state and the country. So we need a massive gearing up. The Department of Human Services nationally says we're going to need as many as 3.5 billion respirator-type masks called N95s during the next year. And the only way that the Berkshire Hospital and other hospitals are not going to have a distressingly huge shortage is if we go to a war footing and start to produce these devices as though we were at war with this invisible enemy, which is the coronavirus.
There's been discussion of putting cash directly in the hands of Americans during this crisis to push off the economic disaster that's sure to follow the public health disaster. In your mind, is that the best way to reinvigorate the economy and support working people?
Yeah, we have to put money in the hands of regular Americans. Okay, many of them are going to be without a source of income, and the only way in which they're going to have the money to buy the groceries, to buy other essentials, is if we, at the federal level, supply that source of income. And we have to do it because that's going to be the lifeline for keeping small businesses alive, although we're going to need a huge, hundreds of billions of dollars planned to keep small businesses afloat. Otherwise, we're likely to see millions of bankruptcies before August or September this year.
As far as folks who rely on tips or rely on hourly labor or lack paid sick leave, what efforts do you think the government can make to ensure that there won't be a vast laying off or a huge unemployment crisis in line with coronavirus?
No, exactly. We have to make sure that tip workers, that contractors, waitresses, bartenders, anyone in the gig economy is given the kind of financial support they need. We can't leave out anyone as part of this recovery, and so it's absolutely imperative that we take every single person who's in our workforce and make sure they get the revenues they need for their families. Absolutely.